Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Bump a treadmill from 0% to 10% and keep your pace exactly the same. Within a minute, your heart rate jumps, your calves start asking questions, and a workout that felt like a warm-up suddenly doesn't. Nothing about your speed changed. So what did? The physics is simple. You're lifting yourself. On flat ground, walking is remarkably efficient. Your body works like a pendulum, recycling energy from step to step and mostly just moves you forward. Add incline and every stride now has a vertical component and an 8,211. You and an 8,217. Relifting your body weight against gravity over and over for the entire session. That lifting work falls on the big muscles that flat walking lets off easy. Glutes, hamstrings, quads, calves. More muscle mass working means more oxygen needed, and more oxygen means more calories burned, 8,000 to 211. At the same walking speed, you 8,217. The always used. Putting numbers on it. Exercise scientists measure intensity in METs, where one MET is roughly what you burn sitting still. Brisk flat walking at 3.5 miles per hour runs about 4.3 METs. The same speed on a meaningful incline pushes past 6, and steep grades go higher still. These values come from the Adult Compendium of Physical Activities, 8,211. If you want to see how walking stacks up against anything else you do, there's a searchable MET values database covering a couple hundred activities. Here's what that looks like in practice. The math is calories equals MET times body weight in kilograms times hours. So a 175-pound, 80 kilograms, person walking 30 minutes, flat at 3.5 miles per hour, 4.3 times 80 times 0.5 is approximately 170 calories. Same pace uphill, 6 times 80 times 0.5 is approximately 240 calories. That's roughly 40% more burn from a setting you change with one button, and steeper grades widen the gap further. This is also why the 12-3-30 workout, 12% incline, 3 miles per hour, 30 minutes, went viral. It sounds gentle on paper. It is not gentle. Why the calorie charts you find online are mostly useless? Search 8,220 calories burned, walking 8,221, and you'll find tables claiming a 30-minute walk burns some fixed number 8,211, 150, maybe 200 calories. Those tables quietly assume one body weight, one speed, and usually 0% incline. But your weight might be 60 kilograms or 110 kilograms. Your treadmill might be at 4% or 12%. A 130-pound person strolling flat and a 220-pound person grinding up a 10% grade are doing wildly different amounts of work, and a chart that gives them the same number isn't estimating. It's guessing. MET-based calculation isn't perfect either. Your fitness level, walking economy, and body composition all nudge the real number. But because it accounts for weight, speed, incline, and duration together, it gets you much closer than any static table. If you want a number that reflects your actual workout, run it through the incline treadmill walking calories calculator. Punch in your weight, speed, incline, and time, 8,211. It does the MET math for you. Should you just run instead? Running still burns more calories per minute, but per minute isn't the only metric that matters. Every running stride sends an impact force of 2 to 3 times your body weight through your knees and ankles. Incline walking keeps one foot on the ground at all times, so you get running adjacent intensity with walking level impact. That makes it sustainable for longer sessions, easier to do daily, and a genuinely good option if you and M's 8,217 re-heavier, coming back from injury, or just tired of your joints complaining. It also happens to be one of the easiest ways to stay in zone 2 and at 8,211. Hard enough to build your aerobic base, controlled enough that you and at 8,217 wash re not redlining. And the incline hits your glutes and posterior chain in a way flat walking never will. A few things worth knowing before you crank the incline. Don't hold the handrails. Leaning on them can cancel out a huge chunk of the extra work. You're essentially, 217 re-essentially, letting the treadmill carry the weight you nest on 8,217. Re's supposed to be lifting. If you need the rails to keep up, lower the incline or slow down. That slower, unsupported version burns more than the fast, supported one. Progress gradually. Going from 0% to 12% overnight is a recipe for angry calves and shins. Add a percent or two per week and let your body adapt. And favor consistency over heroics. 4 moderate incline sessions a week will do more for you over a year than 1 brutal session followed by 6 days of recovery. The short version, incline is the cheapest intensity upgrade on the treadmill. Same pace, same impact, meaningfully more work, 8,211. And if you want to know exactly how much more for your body and your settings, calculate it instead of trusting a chart. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.